Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about how to stay high vibe. And with that being said, there's no way I think you can stay high vibe all the time, but here's a way so that when you're not, you can get back to it. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to discover what's getting in the way of you doing all that you say to do, especially the stuff you don't know about, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Check out the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package as well as the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. Both are really affordable options to help you get going, to help you change your life, to help you figure out what it is that you're missing. I can help you figure out what it is that you're missing in the process. So if you're ready, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, how to stay high vibe. So you're going to make a list in your phone, in the notes section of your phone, and you're going to title the list, What Makes Me Feel Good. And anytime you're not feeling high vibe, you're going to go to that list, What Makes Me Feel Good. And do one of those things. And, you know, as I was preparing my own list, I realized like, oh, if somebody was doing this, if I gave this assignment on my podcast, some people might think like, oh, when I get a big win, which, you know, definitely does make me feel good. But also look at the things that aren't the big thing where all things need to come together, right? Like a big win in your life may be a big sale or a launch that went well or an event or a goal you hit. But a lot of parts need to come together for a big win. So while they do make you feel good, I'm talking about the day-to-day things that you can do no matter what that doesn't require a lot of outside energy. So for me, it might be tidying my home or putting things in order. I like things to feel light and clean and airy. Now, with that being said, I'm sharing that with you. I spoke to a client recently and they were like, my house isn't clean. And I'm like, hey, honey, I'm tuning in your energy. I know that's not your vibe. Don't hold yourself accountable to something that's not your personality. For me, it is my personality. So just trust yourself and write down all the things that make you feel good. Is it movement? Is it certain types of music? Is it spiritual practice? Is it an orgasm? Is it acts of kindness? Whatever it is, eating a certain way. And not eating in a way in which you have been told is the right way to eat, but the way that you know works for you, right? Is it listening to affirmations? Is it your spiritual practice? Do what makes you feel good. So anytime, well, my spirit guides are jumping in and they're saying, encourage them to do one of the things from their list of what makes you feel good at least once a day. So it could be prayer. It could be a meditation. It could be exercise. It could be cleaning your kitchen. It could be all the things you do to take care of yourself. Like, I know that I have a lot of people in my life who love attending to their appearance, not just looking good, but they love the process, the ritual of taking care of themselves, from their hair to their nails to makeup. And on the male side, my ex-husband loves, like, he does masks and like he's just really into self-care. And I mean, I saw him this weekend and I was like, oh my God, you're a 39-year-old man and your skin is literally glowing, right? So it works, right? But it's not what he's doing or the products that he's using. It's the energy behind the action. So put things on your list where the energy behind it, built into it because you like it, you're drawn to it, it matters to you, is one of feeling good. So do one thing a day that makes you feel good. And in the process, you're going to learn more about yourself. And as you learn more about yourself, it's going to be easier to be yourself and being yourself is in the vibration of your success. So if you really want to know the secret, and it's not really a secret, just be yourself. But we've grown up in a world that tells us how to be, right? And we've grown up in a world, particularly now, where everything is a trigger, right? And so you got to remember who you are. So committing to A, putting this list together and being specific about it. I want you to be able to look at this list and be like, oh, I'm going to do that, right? I'm going to go and do that. And it's very clear. It's not just like, oh, you know, it feels really good when, you know, the sun's outside and I sit outside and, you know, it feels really good. Now, like, if you need a lot of we're moving into the fall and the colder time, that may not be a constant option. So put on the list things that you know without fail that you can do. If it's, traveling makes me feel good. Well, what if you're not in a place in your life where you can travel? Are you not going to feel good? Right? That was one I heard a lot during the early parts of the pandemic, was like, Amy, I just need to travel and I can't travel. And I hear you, but everything that shows up in our world is an opportunity to expand, to grow, and to be the best version of ourselves. But there are very specific things that you can do no matter what that will make you feel good, and focus on that. So if we ever have, you know, another pandemic, again, even as we are moving out of this pandemic, focus on what makes you feel good. Do one thing a day, something that feels wonderful, amazing, light, joyful, good to you. And there's something to be said about exploring what your inner child needs. You know, sometimes we think of inner child work as being like deep emotional work, and oftentimes it is. But there is a lightness in inner child work where you are meeting the needs of your inner child. So be willing to put some things on the list that your inner child says, right? You know, my inner child is the girl with the clipboard and the checklist and the color-coded, you know, calendar. And she gets to do it in her way. She makes it up. She's not following anybody else's system. And so that's a part of my day, is that I make checklists that are good for me, right? I'm not just making checklists that I'm not going to follow, like, truly. And she feels fulfilled in the process of me checking things off and making the checklist. So think about your inner child and what your inner child needs. You know, my inner child loves to dance. Put music on. I'll put some music on from the 90s, from that time in my life. And I feel deeply connected and I feel soulful and I feel uplifted. I feel good. So put things on your list that make you feel good. Commit to doing one a day. Keep them easy. Be specific. Don't use this list against yourself where you're putting a lot of things on the list that don't align with ease. Right? Where you can just be like, oh, I need a pick me up. I'm going to open the notes section of my phone, my feel good list. Oh, I'm going to do this. And it can be my spirit guides are jumping again. It can be just watching a TV show, you know, popping some popcorn and watching a TV show in a really special way. It does not have to be, okay, I meditated for 10 minutes. All that's good too, but keep it easy and keep it real and do things that genuinely make you feel good. The more you know yourself, the easier it will be to manifest the desires of your heart. You will know just what to do. You will trust yourself on a deeper level. You will say no to things that are not in alignment with your truth. You will not settle. So this is more of an opportunity, this feel-good list, to really know who you are. And people who feel good are wildly magnetic. So that's my show for you. I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services, again, on my website. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 intuitive messages from me a week, plus bonus content that typically I would teach in a course or a class, but since I don't do that these days, I'm just giving it away. So definitely sign up. And if you like this program, subscribe wherever you do subscribe to podcasts, and tell a friend about Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio. Thank you for listening to this program. Here's to you feeling good more time than not. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.